For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
The Anton Savage Show Saturday
with Nifty Business
on News Talk.
Of course, the big news today is what is happening with the various referendum campaigns, or with the referendum vote at this stage, because, of course, campaigning ended on Friday. I'd be intrigued to hear what your experience was if you voted, or what your choice was if you decided not to vote, because the consensus, or rather the feedback, seems to be all over the map. Some count centres yesterday evening saying that there was relatively brisk business happening. Other anecdotes of people saying that they found themselves in a totally empty polling station. I should say polling station rather than count centre. Polling station, nobody there but themselves, and tumbleweeds blowing through the place. So I'd be intrigued to discover what the experience has been of people and what they think the turnout might look like. Our chief reporter, Barry White, is, of course, covering the counts today, and he has been looking at the kind of situation with turnout yesterday. First of all, Barry, when will we know results?
Hey, Anton, good morning. Well, counting will just be getting underway around now. Various count centres around the country are due to open the first ballot boxes at 9 o'clock. Now, the ballots will be opened on a constituency basis at various centres around the country. Results for individual constituencies will then be fed into the Central Results Centre in Dublin Castle, where the overall national result will be declared. The family amendment will be counted and declared first, where the results for the care amendment will not be processed until the family count is finished. So I'd say we'll know the results of the first one, the family, probably around afternoon time, and then the results of the care will be the evening or early tonight. But we're kind of guessing at this stage. We just don't know. But I would say we should know the results by early tonight.
We don't have exit polling, so we don't have a steer so far as to what those votes might be. But where we do have a bit of a steer is turnout. How has it been looking?
I think turnout is going to be low. There were reports of slow voting across the country throughout yesterday, although I don't think it'll be as low as a turnout as had been suggested maybe earlier in the week. Before the polls closed last night, 39% of voters had cast a ballot in Dublin Central, 32% had in Dublin Bay South, while a 46% turnout was reported in Dublin Bay North and Dublin Bay Northwest. So look, a mixed bag there, but higher than probably expected. In Cork Northwest, Cork Southwest and Cork East, turnout was averaging at around 36%, an hour or so before the polls closed. While the average turnout in County Kildare an hour or so before the polls closed was around 25%. In Clare, turnout approached 40% in Shannon, Innisdiamond and Kilrush. That was at around 8 p.m. but it was only at about 29% in parts of Ennis at that stage. In Tralee, turnout hit over 40%, and in Waterford City, Tramore, Dungarvan and in County Tipperary, turnout was also about 40% at 8 p.m. In both Galway constituencies, voting was said to be close to about just 20% at around 7 o'clock in the evening. Polling concluded at 3 o'clock on the two Donegal Islands, Tory and Gola. There was a 37% turnout in the former and 28% in the latter, while in other parts of Donegal, I'm told, there was a mixed turnout as well, between 35 and 40% in parts of Letterkenny, 42% in Buncrana, and just below 40% in Donegal Town. So look, turnout seems to be in a mixed bag across the country. But people certainly did not come out in big numbers to vote. Say if you compare it to previous referenda, the marriage or the abortion referenda, people came out in their droves to vote. But this time, people did not come out in a similar fashion.
It seems to be doing better than, if I'm off the top of my head, wasn't the children's referendum in the mid-30s? So, I mean, if we aggregate what you're talking there, I mean, and it's very rough stick a finger in the air stuff at this stage, but we could be looking at 40%. We could be ahead of the children's referendum.
Yeah, I would say we're probably looking at maybe between 35 and the low 40s. I was actually looking at the lowest turnouts for a referendum in the last few days, because it seemed to be pointing that way.
Oh, yeah.
That it was going to be, you know, maybe one of the lowest turnouts ever. And look, the lowest turnout ever for a referendum in Ireland was 28.6% for the 1979 referenda on adoption rights and university representation in the Shannon. Well, the children's rights referendum in 2012, it was 34%. The referendum to abolish the Shannon in 2013 saw a 39% turnout. So we'd say turnout for this could be similar maybe to the Seanad of 2013, maybe around the late 30s to 40%. But I think there's such a mixed bag of turnout across the country, it's hard to even get an average out of that, but we won't really know for certain until the tallies come out later today. But yeah, it's not a massive turnout, but probably better than expected, but still lower, I would say, than the government would have wanted.
And it's interesting, like another insight into that apathy is normally at this point, or frequently at this point, we would be saying, well, the exit polls are saying X or the exit polls are saying Y. Exit polls, of course, cost money. A media outlet has to say, can you stand over there and ask people they're voting as they depart to get an exit poll? Nobody has decided to put their hand in their pocket.
Yeah, like unlike many referenda in the past, we don't have any exit polls to guide us for the family and care referendums. RT or none of the other national media outlets, including ourselves, commissioned an exit poll last night. And I did see a lot of people asking, why was there no exit poll on social media last night? Well, as you said there, Anton, exit polls are costly and there really was a lack of interest in these referenda. So I'd assume decisions were based on that. Was it worth spending tens of thousands of euro on an exit poll for a referendum that nobody seems to be interested in? I would say decisions were made on that. But yeah, regarding results-wise, we don't have a clue. Without an exit poll, we really, really don't have a clue. And for people who maybe were saying last night they're confident it's going to be a no-no, or they're confident it's going to be a yes-yes or whatever, they're bluffers. They don't really know.
Well, it's interesting to see the texts that are already coming in, because part of the difficulty is people who are confused are unpredictable in their voting pattern. And one says, I voted no-no because there wasn't enough information and what was available was very wishy-washy and I had no idea what a clear yes meant. So that could be somebody who would decide to stay at home. That could be somebody who goes out and votes no-no. Likewise, by the way, we're getting texts in respect of turnout. Based in Tuam, I must say I was pleasantly surprised with the steady flow of people voting. I was expecting no one, but there was a fair few, and that was around 2:30 yesterday afternoon. Well, if you have any updates on what you saw in polling stations around the country or in your area, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or 087 1400 106. Whenever you get an information vacuum from tallies or from exit polls, you head for the bookies.
Yeah, well, I suppose only two things that we've got to go by is the Red Sea poll, which was carried out at the end of February. So that's almost a fortnight ago. Now, the results of that Red Sea poll suggested that both referenda would pass. 55% of voters suggested they would support the amendments to the Constitution for the non-marital families referendum, while just 16% of likely voters suggested they would oppose the change. An even greater proportion, 59%, suggested they would support the amendments suggested in the Women Cares referendum, while only 23% of likely voters suggested they will oppose it. However, 2 weeks is a very, very long time in politics. And as I mentioned earlier, a lot of people were posting bookies' odds on the referenda result last night on social media. Now, the bookies seem certain that it's going to be a no-no result. They were posting odds of, I think, 4-9 late last night, which means if you put on 10 euro, you'd only get back 14 euro 44. So the bookies seem convinced of the results. But again, how much do the bookies know about politics when it comes to things like this? I remember speaking to people who work high up in some of the big bookmakers in the past, and they told me that like bookies don't have any inside knowledge when it comes to politics. This is based on the flow of money. So people are basically just betting a no-no. I was looking as well, Thursday night, the bookies had very short odds that this was going to be the lowest turnout for a referendum ever. So they seem to have been wrong on that point as well. So for the people posting last night saying, oh, it's going to be a no-no, the bookies are convinced, I would take the bookies' odds with a pinch of salt here as well, because I think they're guessing like everyone else. And look, we won't know.
No, and of course, the bookies just have to be right mathematically versus the bets that are placed with them, not in reality.
That's it. And I just think we won't know. It's impossible to have any inclination how the results will go until maybe after a few hours now when we start to get tallies in. That'll give the fuller picture. So yeah, I don't think we really, really can say either way how it's going to go. But I do think the government will be anxious, because 2 weeks ago it looked certain it was going to be yes, yes, where now this morning we're talking about that it could sway either way.
Now remind me, you said the counters are going to, all of their efforts are going to be put to one and get a result, and then they'll switch to the second. So we'll have one first, then the second. Which of them is coming in first, Barry?
It's the family one first, okay, and the carers one second. So
tallies in the family should be fairly clear, because it's a yes-no tally. It's not a complicated transferable vote.
We should get a clear picture within a couple of hours, hopefully. And hopefully there are as many people tallying as normal elections. Because I was just thinking to myself yesterday as well, there's such a lack of interest in this. Are people still going to come out and tally? I hope so, because normally the people who tally are, they're there for every election. This is something that they do.
You don't own a tiny pencil and not use it, Barry. Barry, thank you very much for your time. And undoubtedly we will have you back to give us further analysis as we begin to get a sense of what those tallies are looking like. Text to say, this referendum was so vague and confusing. I voted yes, no. When I went in, I had decided no, no, but I changed my mind last minute and now I regret it. I work with the public and I can honestly say about 90% of the people I spoke to over the last 2 weeks couldn't understand what it was about. It was very poorly explained. And that's the thing that's coming in some of the feedback as well, that people, even when they got to the ballot box, found the ballot itself confusing in the way that it was worded. I didn't like the language and what was grouped together in the care vote at all. So I spoiled my vote. God, it's like Dana. We have all kinds of everything coming back in feedback.
The Anton Savage Show Saturday.
With Nifty Business.
Saturday morning at 9. On News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.